I'm sure some of you are wondering what this is. Well, this is the news according to me. Wonder no more. Wonder no longer, they might say. I guess it would help if I'd actually talk into this microphone. I didn't notice that the microphone was off to the side of my face here. Makes a difference. That's the way a microphone works. I don't know how familiar you guys are with that. All this technical stuff. That's how microphones work. You have to talk into them. Make them work. I have no cup today. So for those of you who tuned in just to find out what I have in my cup, there is no cup. And in fact, this is going to be a fairly short show because I have to get home. I'm at my office right now. I've got some issues going on there at my house with some repairs that need to be made because there's some issues. But of course, never fear, I am here, finally. It's Wednesday afternoon, June 30th, the last day of June at 1:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm recording this because I finally got one of my computers fixed today, just today. My laptop still has issues. But so when I'm traveling, I had to travel Monday and Tuesday. I might have to travel tomorrow. I'm not positive what's going to happen tomorrow. There's a potential I might have to be in Charleston, West Virginia tomorrow night. Hoping that doesn't happen. In the meantime, I finally got this computer working. I got Big Sur upgraded to Big Sur now on the computer here. Whatever that means. I've got, let's see here. We've got, it's version 11.4, for those of you who are wondering. And I had to get that done. Of course, there's a glitch with that upgrade. I didn't know about it until I got halfway into the upgrade. Discovered that there was a glitch. So I had to deal with that, and I had to actually hook up another computer. I had to hook up my laptop, which isn't working properly. I had a workaround to get that to work, so I could plug it into the Mac and rearrange some files and delete some things and restart it again. And it actually it worked, but it only took about 9 hours of processing on the part of the computer to get everything off of it that I needed to get off of it, so I wouldn't lose anything. So now I can put some files back on it, and I'm not exactly sure how I want to do that for sure, but I've got some old files on there that are gone now. So I've got to get those back. I put them on a hard drive, external hard drive. I was able to, this is all fluff. Anyway, that's my excuse for why I haven't been on here for a while. For those of you who've wondered, I'm finally back, but now I have to leave. No, I have to, now I have home problems. I have, not home problems, but house problems. We have had torrential rains here in northern Indiana. And apparently my gutters weren't cleaned out that well. And I did get a little bit of water in my walkout basement. Let's just say there's a little water down there. It's not flooded or anything. It's just wet in some spots. And I got to get that taken care of. So I'm going to work on that. I have to finish mowing my lawn. Of course, that's always something in the summer. Other than that, everything's peachy. But I really only had one day at home to get all this done. So I'm throwing this show in here for those of you who want to listen. It's basically a show about nothing, pretty much. That's about all it is. Just a show about nothing. About me talking about the news. And oh my, isn't there a lot of news right now? So Kamala... or Carmella, as I like to call her. She went to the border finally. What a joke that was. The only reason she did it is because, you know, Donald Trump was talking about going down there. So she had to go down there right away. You know, just to make sure that she was the first one down there. They're talking about the root causes. The root cause is because you invited everybody to come to the border. Now there's a crime spike in a lot of major blue states. Major crime strikes or spikes, crimes on the rise, and they're blaming the Republicans because they wanted to defund the police. Last year, during the COVID relief bill, you know, police and fire and stuff was in that bill, which is normally covered by your local property taxes normally in most states. But they wanted funding for that. Now, since the Republicans pushed back on the bloated spending of all, you know, this is the way they'd love to do this crap. They put spending for stuff that's just, it doesn't belong in a bill. And then if you vote against the bill because of the other, you know, because it's a ridiculous bill. Oh, you don't want this stuff. Oh, there's stuff in there for baby's milk. We're going to feed 10,000 babies with this bill. And if you vote against it, of course, the problem is that the other part of the bill is that we're going to also, you know, drain the Great Lakes, use it for farmland. But that's, you know, now you're against farming. If you don't like that, you're against farming. Farmers need to complain. If you vote against it, you don't like baby's milk. It's just the ridiculousness never ends. You know, they'll throw something into a bill to make it, oh, this is all about roads and bridges, you know. Roads and bridges. It's all about roads and bridges. It's five times greater than any roads and bridges budget we've ever had, and those budgets are already in place, by the way. There's a repair schedule, and that stuff's already in a spending budget. This is over and above what's already being spent. Well, we had a building collapse down in Florida. That was all DeSantis' fault. That was DeSantis' fault. No, it wasn't. Look into that a little bit more. Ron DeSantis had nothing to do with that. But that's the direction they go. That's the direction they like to go with that stuff. And what's amazing is that the media just goes right along with it. They play right along with the whole narrative. The American people are being gaslit by this whole thing. They're telling you what reality is. And everybody just kind of goes along with it. They keep repeating it enough, pushing back far long enough, it goes away. Well, that's been debunked. No, it was never debunked. You just said it wasn't true. This is like a junior high kid who gets caught doing something and just says it didn't happen. And just keeps saying it didn't happen. Until you just kind of believe it didn't happen. It's you know, I had to say this to an employer the other day, or to a client. It was going through an interview. What would you do in this? They were presenting a scenario. What would you do in this situation? Okay, here's what I would do. And they said, well, that person didn't stop doing it. They just kept doing this. And it had to do with their phone. They were on their phone when they shouldn't have been on their phone. In a work situation. And I was the supervisor. I would have said, this whole project stops right now, or you can give me your phone. I said, you'd take my phone away? I was like, I would take your phone away. We get paid to do a job. We're supposed to pay attention and keep our heads on a swivel here. We're not paid. This is a safety issue. We have people counting on us to do our jobs here. And if you're going to act like a 12-year-old and not hold up your responsibilities, I'm going to treat you like a 12-year-old and take your phone away. I'm not going to physically take it away from you, but I'm telling you, this project is going to stop right now. I'm putting the brakes on, and it's going to stop right now. Nothing's going to happen anymore until you put your phone away or give it to me, one of the two. You got a choice. It was the scenario that we had this thing. Well, they were quite amazed that I said that, because they said in all the years that they've presented that scenario to people, they've never had anybody say they would take their phone away. I was like, well, there you go. That's because I'm different than most people, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I just Now, in reality, I get along with most people, and I would be able to probably tell that person. I would work with that person in terms of if you're out playing with your phone and say, "Hey, come on, let's put the phone away right now. It's time to." They would probably listen to me because usually I have a pretty good rapport with the people I work with. I'm all for enjoying your job and enjoying your life and having fun with what you're doing. I have no problem with that at all. But we need to do our job and not just, ignore that. So that happened. I'm not, however, in favor of, someone like Ms. Harris, VP, as she's called, the Veep. I'm not in favor of someone just laughing in your face at questions when they ask you a serious question. They just laugh and make a joke out of it. That's not funny either. And it's no fun for those of us who need some answers. So much stuff going on. I'm just going to run through a list of things that I know of that are right now that are going on. And let's see how we feel about some of these. I'm also going to pull up, there's one other thing here I'd like to pull up, but I don't see it on my selection right now. I'm just going to type it in. See what happens. Probably typed the wrong thing. There it is. So we have Joe Biden slobbering again through some things that nobody understands what he's talking about. We have this was happening over the weekend, I guess. This last weekend. Incoherence and just continued, babbling about things. Looking at his notes, getting lost looking at his notes and reading his notes, sitting next to another world leader who's not looking at any notes. And he keeps talking about this thing where these people are mad at him. These people are going to get mad. They're going to get mad at me. They're going to yell at me for saying this or doing that. Who are these they people? Let's pull them out, bring them out from behind the scenes, and let's just say, who are these people who are telling you what to do and yelling at you so much there, Joe? Aren't you getting tired of getting yelled at? Why are people yelling at our president? Who are these people who are yelling at our president, the one we supposedly elected to represent us? Who's yelling at him and pushing him around? We need to know this. So that's going on. And we have Pennsylvania Supreme Court. This is just hot off the press here. Just overturned Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction because he's getting out of prison now. I don't know much about that whole situation, so I'm not going to wade in on it too far. Tucker Carlson is in the news because apparently the NSA... National Safety Association, administration, whatever it is, that is supposed to only be, I guess, outside the country, which doesn't matter because everything you do, if any of your communications go outside the country, which in my understanding is almost everything now goes overseas to another computer and comes back to this, that way they can say it's overseas. That way they can say it's out of the country. The NSA can tap all that stuff and record it all. But supposedly, Tucker Carlson's all up in arms about the fact that the NSA is looking in on his emails and text message stuff. They're surveilling him. He's all upset about it. Well, I got news for you. All of your data is being recorded. Supposedly, it only can be pulled out if they have a warrant to pull it out of the pile of data. The problem is that FISA warrant, or that warrant can be issued by a FISA court. I was going to get to the fact that the FISA court can issue that warrant and they just pull it out. And it's a secret court. Rod Rosenstein said it was, that's real difficult. He shook his finger at Congress, said, it's really difficult to get a FISA court for warrant. Well, now we're finding out that wasn't so difficult after all. Just a couple little lies on there. Oh, that was a mistake. I said yes instead of no. Oh, our sources, our corroboration with this particular situation was someone else who had the same report that just reported on it, the same the same single information as that's where we got our second information, secondary backup information, our corroboration for that. It was, the whole thing was dirty from the core. And it all goes back to Obama, every bit of it. These guys are so open and brazen right now. They're almost out in front of, you know, they're just almost coming out and saying they're doing it now, practically. When Circleback Psaki was challenged about it, all she did was, well, you know, I don't know what they're doing. And NSA, I don't have to ask the NSA, basically. Basically, she wasn't going to respond to it. In other words, yeah, we know about it, but we're not going to talk about it. Because we probably ordered it. I don't know who they are. Probably the people who are Joe's puppet masters, probably other ones. I'm sure Joe didn't order it. Hey, I got up this morning and I decided I'm going to go ahead and surveil Tucker Carlson. That didn't happen. So there's that going on. There's also this whole thing where they're going after some of these states that have closed down the federal unemployment benefits because there's nobody going to work. You need to pay them more, according to Joe. You need to pay them more. Oh, so you guys are now competing with the job market. Screwing with that now. Yeah, we're going to pay people to stay home so that that way you have to pay them more to get them to come to work. This is a recipe for a catastrophic, by the way, a catastrophic, rampant, runaway inflation tactic. With everything else that they're doing, they are going to mess this country up to the point that we are going to be in a disaster that they're going to blame again. I guarantee you this is coming. They will blame Donald Trump, the previous administration, and his response to the COVID vaccine. Because they're even trying to tell you that the COVID vaccine wasn't even around before his administration, before the Biden administration, Biden-Harris, excuse me, pardon me. These people are absolutely beyond the pale. I have no more words for these people anymore, unless I just start cussing. So fill in the blank on that, because I'm not going to start cussing. So just, you know, fill in your own words. Call them what you want to. Any dirty names you can think of, it fits for them. Just put them right in there. Because this has gotten completely ridiculous and out of hand. I saw a report the other night about the, might have been on Tucker, actually. I'm not sure who it was on. And I knew this was happening. This has been happening for a long time. Anytime that they try to bring people into the country, they're trying to change the entire demographic of the country. Whether it's refugees from other countries or whether it's people from the southern border. They are busing people in the middle of the night. Of course, it's not working too well because people can see buses going down the road. It's a lot easier for them to fly people. I got to tell you, flights are full right now, and they're not business travelers. And the way I see it is, they're moving these people into the heart of large cities so they can blend in. But there are cities in the middle of red states, almost entirely red states, from what I've gathered. They are trying to change the demographic in those red states. And, of course, the large cities, if they get their way with the voting rules, you only have to own the big cities and everybody has to kowtow to them. The rest of the country doesn't matter. Rural suburbia. Now, of course, they're also trying to move people out of the cities into suburbia. And that was something that Joe actually, somebody caught Joe in that whole process of wanting to do that in his policies and according to his platform. And now, you know, he denied it. He flat out denied it. And now it's happening. There is pressure on suburban areas for the process of getting urban individuals out of suburbia. It's unbelievable. They hate this country. They want to destroy it. They don't want whiteness. They hate white people. It's apparently the only race, the only skin color now that you can be a bigot to and be a hero. I recently heard a quote from Ilhan Omar.
You think this is going to be a white nation? This is not going to be a white people nation?
A nation of white people? I can't remember how she said it exactly. Every time she talks, there's so much bitterness in the way she speaks. Unbelievable. So, that's what we have going on at this point in the nation. Welcome to the United States. And they think that they've got the brass monkey this time. They think that this is the brass ring. They think that they've gone around the circle long enough that they're going for the whole thing this time, the whole enchilada. And they may just be able to pull it down. Now, I don't think they're going to win 2022. However, I am not so certain of that, just because of the way they're doing things right now. And you are going to see a major battle in this nation for the seat of power. It's either going to be the people, or it's going to be the people who use the people. Either way, this is not going to be pretty. And we're coming into a very dangerous time, in my opinion, next year. Within the next 6 months. We've only had 6 months of this administration run so far. So it's now we're looking at another 6 months, and the election starts to wind up, and you're going to start to see things. In my opinion, you're going to see things that, mark my word, you will see things in the next 6 months as the election begins to warm up, and we start to roll out the stuff that's going on. It is going to get absolutely crazy, because the globalists, the America haters, Constitution haters, who love to hide behind the skirt of the Constitution, and yet they hate the very thing they hate. It's just unbelievable. Arkansas Governor Hutchinson now says that mask mandates and shutdowns could be on the table again because of the variants. The variants. All of a sudden, masks are the magic answer for everything. If they are so important, yeah. No, I'm not even going to go there. All I can say is there's a mess going on right now, and the ones who need to take the blame for it will never say they're sorry, and they will never say anything else. About what really is going on and what has really happened. I'm not even going to talk about this Olympian that turned her back on the national anthem and all the other stuff she was saying. It's just this is a person who's totally into herself. It's all about her, and I'm not going to go there. The best thing for her is just that we just ignore her. So let's just, I want to take this 1 second to talk about her, just long enough to say ignore her. Because if you want to act that way, as far as I'm concerned, you don't matter to me. I don't care what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter. What you've accomplished has very little to do with anything. So, good luck with the rest of your life. Lots of stuff going on. So that's pretty much the show for today. It's a short show. I just have to get it done, get it off my chest. Hopefully tomorrow morning I'll have room, hell of time for a real show tomorrow morning, and possibly even going live tomorrow. So that's the plan, at least at this point. So I want to thank all of you for listening, And hopefully the rest of this week, I will actually have shows the rest of this week, if everything goes well. So that's the plan. That is the hope, the desire of everyone in the country. Hopefully I have two shows tomorrow, two shows on Friday. Well, at least one show Friday morning. That's about all I can guarantee for Friday morning. Friday afternoon show, I might be on the boat. I might have to spend the weekend away. This is July 4th after all. So getting back into Monday, I should have some shows starting on. Actually, Monday through Friday, I should have a show every day. Two shows every day, possibly both live. So we have that to look forward to. Things will get back into the groove again a little bit. Once again, thanks for being with me today. Thanks for listening. And for those of you who are out there on Podbean, or whether it's some other way that you're listening to me, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Podbean. We do live shows on Podbean now. And hopefully tomorrow morning will be a live show. So I might do a late night show. There's a very slim, I didn't even want to mention, because there's a very slim possibility I can do a late night show tonight, but I don't know how that's going to go. We might give it a try. Once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for subscribing and sharing this podcast with others. I hope your evening goes well. And all is well with you and your soul and your home. Take care, everyone. God bless, and keep praying for the nation. Pray for this podcast when you get a chance, and everything that it stands for. Talk to y'all later. Have a great night. Thanks, everybody.